Do I feel blessings? This is Kaylin Castell, co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School, creator of the Celestial Timings, and co-author of the Shamanic Astrology Handbook, with a quick reminder about the power of a total lunar eclipse and the tetrad that is coming up. And I mentioned this in the weekly audios on the Celestial Timings for April 2014, but we have four total lunar eclipses happening starting April 15th, 2014, October 8th, 2014, April 4th, 2015, and September 28th, 2015, all visible in the United States where I live, yay, and also very rare. So the last time this happened was in 1967, 1968. There was another one in 1949, 1950, and then it was 300 years before that, we had the a tetrad, and in the last 500 years, there have been three tetrads that have happened, and so we've got this one happening now in connection to the Grand Cross energy, and a tetrad meaning four, right? Four total lunar eclipses in a row, and usually the lunar eclipses happen. You know, there may be a total lunar eclipse followed by a partial eclipse. Followed by a penumbral eclipse and then a total lunar eclipse, or there may be two total lunar eclipses in a row, possibly three, but to have four is very rare, as I have mentioned. So something else to just know about this is that that this happening at the time of the Jewish holidays, their calendar is connected to the equinoxes and the lunar cycles that are connected to the equinoxes, and these tetrad of full moon eclipses is happening in the window of the equinoxes and the time of the equinoxes. Close, you know, they're the full moon's closest to the equinoxes, and or in the, you know, in the signs that connect to the equinox energies, and so we have the tetrad activation, and four times we're going to get accelerated through time, an acceleration of time, because lunar eclipses accelerate whatever we have are holding an intention, whatever's happening at that particular time. It's being accelerated by the activation of the lunar eclipse. And here's the reason why. It takes about 29 and a half days for a full moon to return to full moon. Full moon to full moon, 29 and a half days. And so we could say 30 days. We'll just say 30 days to keep it even number. And then we have the eclipses that take us from experience of a full moon through all the phases of the moon, back to a full moon again in about 3 hours, collapsing 30 days into about a 3-hour time period. So it is a very profound and powerful acceleration of time, of whatever's being seeded or experienced or being brought into fruition or understanding or whatever it might be. And it's just so profound, I can't even hardly figure out what to say about it. It's like I have so much coming through very quickly, so I'm trying to keep up with this. So what's interesting is that when we have a total lunar eclipse, the moon appears red. And there's a great NASA video that you can check out that explains why this is the case, because, you know, we're seeing the refraction of the sunrises happening at different places around the planet on the face of the moon. And basically, when we are seeing a total lunar eclipse, what we are seeing is the shadow of the Earth passing over the face of the moon. We are looking at our own shadow. And we have the opportunity to clear that shadow, to be very conscious of that shadow, and to be willing to do the deep shadow work. We have four opportunities for that to come about. And interesting, these are called the blood moons, and because they do look sunset red, and they do look like the color of blood, in a sense, the four blood moons. Now, there's a lot of stuff out there that's trying to relate this to biblical prophecy and so on, and it may or may not be the case that this is related to that. But what we do know is that we are in a time of the Uranus-Pluto square, There is an exact grand cross that's happening April 23rd, right after the first of these four total lunar eclipses. That's on April 15th. And we are in the midst of many other profound cycles. One is that the equinoxes, the seasonal cross that we experience, equinoxes and solstices, forming an exact cross, and they, you know, they're about 90 days apart throughout the year that these equinox and solstice points happen, and that that's the seasonal cross, and currently it is aligned on the galactic cross, where the solstices are on the galactic cross, where the near galactic center, where the plane of the Milky Way and the plane of the solar system intersect, and the summer solstice is on the galactic cross, at where the plane of the solar system and the plane of the Milky Way intersect at the galactic edge, and the, you know, they're opposite points of each other. And I will do a, I'll be creating, and I don't know if I'll get it done before the April 15th cross or time happens, but just to let you know that these galactic crosses for the solstices are what was happening 6,500 years ago when the spring equinox was considered the starting point of the year. So now we have a quarter turn later, and the equinoxes are on the galactic poles. So the March equinox is at the South Galactic Pole, and the September equinox is at the North Galactic Pole. And so the galactic center, the galactic edge, and the galactic poles form also another type of galactic cross. And the seasonal energies of zero, Aries for spring, or if you're in the southern hemisphere, it's fall. Zero, Cancer for summer, or if you're in the southern hemisphere, it's winter. Zero, Libra for the September equinox, and if you're in the northern hemisphere, that's fall, and in the southern hemisphere, it's spring. And then zero Capricorn for winter, if the northern hemisphere is winter, and the southern hemisphere, it is fall, and that happens, not fall, summer. And that happens at the solstice points, and December solstice and the June solstice, of course, depending on which hemisphere you're in, is which season you'll be experiencing. And so this cross of these equinoxes and solstices are aligned with this galactic cross. And now we have a planetary cross that's happening. And within that planetary cross, we have these four total lunar eclipses that are further accelerating. So eclipses, as I said, accelerate the energy. We have, we're at a speeded up time anyway, because we're at the end and beginning of a 26,000 year cycle. Everything is pointing to the fact that our experience of this reality can drastically and dramatically shift and change in the blink of an eye, as has maybe been stated in scripture. So just to be conscious of this, to be aware of this, and to be tuned into these eclipses, to be working with them ceremonially, to be willing to see what shadow pieces are being reflected back to you personally so that they can be transformed. And I think of the blood red moon as that opportunity to transform that shadow, to bring it to consciousness, to bring it to light, and then to transform it so that we are no longer at the effect of it, but it becomes transformed into the medicine, into what is going to help be the compost, we could say, perhaps, for the next cycle, for the new earth, for the beautiful new earth that we are creating. So again, tuning into the tetrad, and historically, there's a lot of stuff you can find online about this. Definitely something worth paying attention to. If you get a chance to see the video from NASA, also worth tuning into. And just to know that this is just one more factor in a series and a string of powerful celestial events that are taking us into a whole new time, a whole new timeline, where we have the opportunity to create a beautiful new earth.